The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in a temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take this out of here and stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, many began to believe in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them because he knew them all and did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it so well. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. When we hear the Ten Commandments, I remember being told that the Ten Commandments is divided between offending God, offending oneself, and offending others. But in reality, the Ten Commandments is all about God. When you say, "Thou shalt not kill," it is not really concerned primarily because of the person you killed, but because you offend who? The giver of life. So, "Thou shalt not steal." Again, we are primarily concerned the reality that what? God owns everything. So when you steal, you are offending the giver of the gifts. Whatever blessing a person has, supposedly that was given to them by God, and who are you to steal, which was not meant for you in the first place? So the Ten Commandments is all about God, the will of God. And here is now the gospel today. Christ getting really angry. Why was he angry? What made him really that angry? I mean, what was happening during that day was most probably normal. There were money changers, people having Roman money, changing it to Jewish temple money, and there were the animals which were offered as oblation, as sacrifice. What was wrong with that? Remember, the thing about the temple, it's all about really being close to God, getting rid of any obstacle, and truly repenting, worshiping God. Fast forward it. If I were to apply the gospel today from what is happening now, imagine
the priests, the Pharisees, those who are offering. Imagine priests nowadays being more concerned about making money, being more concerned about building buildings, being concerned more about pleasing people, or afraid to tell the truth because they're afraid that the collection might go down. Or priests having double life, telling you not to sin, telling you to be simple and humble, while they, the priests, are patterning themselves with money and honor and power. That is what happened in the gospel today. Christ was angry because he knew that the priests at that time were no longer pleasing God, were no longer praising God, were no longer serving God, but simply serving themselves. He saw what? The hypocrisy. So imagine now if me, your priest, will be more concerned about this. You are angry. Let's face it, many of you are angry when you keep hearing priests asking for money. You are angry when you hear priests having double life. You are angry because sometimes priests talk about money rather than talking about the will of God, afraid of offending people. But that's the reality. Some are doing that. Sad, very sad. But me, no. What did I tell you? I will not go to hell for you. I prefer offending you than what? Offending God. Because, what is the song again? I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie. Did you know that song? What song was that? Sometimes when we touch, something like that. But the point is, I don't want Christ to be angry at me. I'll be scared if he was angry at me. Yes, I'm a perp myself. But that should not stop me from saying something against sin. Yes? Because the problem is sometimes with certain priests, oh, who am I to talk against sin? I am a sinner. Yes, you are a sinner. That's not the point here. Just like parents. When you tell your children not to smoke, and you're smoking, should you not tell them not to smoke? You should. Just because you're smoking doesn't mean you should not say something against smoking. You know it's bad, but you should say something about it or against it. Don't be afraid of seemingly living a double life. That's part of it. Just like teachers. Teachers are not always smart. Some of them do not know everything. And because of that, should it stop them from teaching just because they don't know everything? Or doctors. Just because they get sick themselves doesn't mean that they cannot tell their patients to what? To be careful and tell the patients to eat healthy food. Even they themselves, the doctors, do not eat always healthy. Same thing with priests. I keep telling my fellow priests and myself, I should not stop saying what I have to say because I don't want to offend God. But at the same time, Jesus was angry at the people. At the people. Because here they were offering something, but they were doing it out of tradition, out of the rituals, not because the hearts were sincere in repentance. They were not really actually repenting from their sins. The thing about animal offering is this. When you offer animals, and the priest would kill the animal, your so-called uncleanliness or sinfulness is transferred to that animal's blood. They call it bloody sacrifice. But the problem is, they kill the animal, but do they actually repent? Are they really hateful of what they have done? Do they really accept that they have sinned? Same thing here. Maybe God is angry with you. If you come here, going to church, but not really what? Acknowledging sinfulness. When you say, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa, my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault, do you really accept? I am a sinner. I am scared. And I try to be sincere when I say that every time during Mass, because I know He reads my heart. I know He knows that whether or not I am sincere in my repentance, in my acknowledgement of my sinfulness, and in my desire to humbly ask for His divine mercy. How about you? Are you here not only physically, but spiritually, emotionally, sincerely? And did you prepare yourself coming here and truly realize what your sins have been in the past few days? What you have been doing to offend God and really asking for God's forgiveness? Oh, are you here? Oh, it's Sunday again. Let's go. Let's go to church and then be done with it and then let's go party or let's go something else. I cannot love God for you. You have to decide to love God constantly. And that's the thing. In the first reading, it says God is a jealous God. Be careful. Remember that. Not because He is insecure. Remember, God is not insecure. Oh, some of us get jealous because you're afraid of losing your loved one. God is not afraid of losing you. God doesn't need you. He is jealous because He knows what. He is the best in everything in the universe, and He deserves all our love. And for us to exchange God for something less is an insult to Him, because He knows He's the best. And sadly, that is what we have been doing. We have been exchanging God for something less. For a priest who vowed to be celibate and chaste and obedient and poor, to exchange my priesthood to a woman. Isn't that a priesthood to God? It is. No woman should ever threaten or made my heart leave God for her. But for a priest to leave his priesthood because of a woman, that's insulting to God. How about you? How many times have you left God for something else, for somebody else? And then you expect to go to heaven? You expect to be with Him forever? How can you be with Him forever if you do not even try to love Him now? Heaven is all about being with God perfectly forever. But none of us here would want to go to heaven if we don't try to love Him now. Because for those who do not love Him perfectly, heaven will be hell for them if it's all about God that you do not love. Yes or no? Why would you go to heaven? Why would you want to go to heaven? Why would you want to go to be with God if you don't even want to love Him now. So ask yourself, do I want to love God, honor Him, obey Him, just as Christ? Remember the reason why Christ is the supreme example of loving God, because as a human being, what did He do? He could have said, I don't want to die on the cross. But what did He say in the Garden of Gethsemane? Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering pass over me, but not my will, but yours be done. It's all about being obedient to the Father's will, obedient to death until death, obedient to His will until the death of the cross. And that is now our challenge. I have you only for a few minutes. Sadly, the devil is out there working 24/7 to tempt you, to make you selfish, to make you worldly. But if you choose not to pray every day, if you choose not to talk to God constantly, how can you fight the devil? How can you avoid being selfish? The most I can do is pray to God for you, because I know what is human nature. Because just like you, I am a sinner. Christ knew about human nature because He is God. I know human nature because I am a sinner like you. And let's face it, our love for God is not constant. We are moody. We are picky. We find so many reasons not to love Him. But ultimately, please, for your sake, realize always and everywhere that it is so wonderful to be loved, to be blessed by our Lord Jesus Christ. And for us to go to heaven, it is simply to go back to the ultimate love of our lives, and that is God Himself.